Hello and welcome to the Atlas Mara Full Year 2018 Results Investor Conference Call. Throughout this call, all participants will be in a listen-only mode and afterwards there will be a question and answer session. And just to remind you, this conference call is being recorded. Today I am pleased to present Michael Wilkerson, Chairman of Atlas Mara. Please begin your meeting.
Good day, everyone, and thank you for joining for the Atlas Mara Financial Year 2018 Results Call. I want to go ahead and jump right in. First of all, just to make a couple quick introductions, in the room with me, Bob Diamond, founder of Atlas Mara, Kenroy Dowers, acting CFO and head of strategy and M&A, and Omar Khan, the incoming chief financial officer of Atlas Mara, who will be alongside me to answer any questions when we get to the Q&A session. I want to cover off three main things today. One, talk a little bit about the strategic transaction with Equity Group that we mentioned and we announced earlier today. Cover over the 2018 financial results, and then talk a little bit about our focus for 2019. On the transaction with Equity Group, this was something that we've been working on. You will recall that we noted in February of 2019 a strategic review in which we were going to focus on investments in core markets where a path to leadership was clearly achievable and to partner or exit elsewhere. This announcement and this transaction is the execution of a part of that strategic review and focuses on our strategic priorities to address markets in which we were either under scale or under profit.
Right.
And did where we did see a path to achieve that over time. The transaction is a share exchange agreement for four countries where banks of Atlas Mara operate, including Tanzania, Mozambique, Rwanda, and Zambia. And it's a share exchange transaction in which Atlas Mara will receive approximately 6.3% of Equity Group. It will have the effect of streamlining the business and strengthening the position of these subscale banks in these four core markets, and will result in us securing a significant shareholding in Equity Group. I'll come back to the transaction in a little bit more detail in a moment, but just to cover off some of the highlights. 2018 was the third year of continued profitable results. It comprised some mixed operating performance across the markets, which we'll unpack in a moment. NPL ratios continue to improve. We've seen a relatively stable cost of funds, and our investment in UBN continues to strengthen in terms of profit growth, NPL improvement, and return on equity. Core growth at Bank ABC banks remained challenged with muted growth across many of the markets. We did see a significant negative impact as a result of currency devaluation, especially in Zimbabwe, and as a result of IFRS 9 implementation across all of our banks, impacting consolidated book value. I'll come back to our 2019 focus in a minute. Let me take a few more minutes to unpack the strategic transaction with Equity Group. As I mentioned, we have entered into a binding term sheet that will remain subject to confirmatory due diligence, shareholder, and regulatory approval, and we'd expect to close transactions in each of the four markets at some point between the fourth quarter of this year and the first quarter of 2020, depending on the jurisdiction. The transaction represents upfront consideration of $105 million payable in shares, which represents approximately 6.3% of Equity Group pro forma, plus potential upside from deferred consideration. The board on its review believes that this is an attractive opportunity and attractive valuation for Atlas Mara to realize value from these markets and to strengthen those banks through the partnership with Equity Group. Equity Group was founded in 1984, and it's one of the leading banks on the continent in Africa. It serves more than 13.5 million customers, and with roughly $6 billion in assets, generated a group ROE of over 21% this year. It pays approximately a 5% dividend yield. It's listed on the Nairobi Stock Exchange with a market capitalization of about $1.5 billion, and it's the largest bank by market capitalization in East Africa. For Atlas Mara, this was the opportunity to address markets that were challenging for us. These four countries in aggregate represent less than 2% of total group net income, with an aggregate return on equity implied of approximately 2%. Moreover, they represented substantial carrying costs in terms of capital and liquidity support, not to mention management time and attention. While we expect the transaction will be dilutive to book value based on impairment of acquisition-related intangibles and goodwill, we do believe that the transaction will be value accretive over time on a fundamental economic basis and will improve our position in these markets. It does provide diversification through exposure to additional countries in Africa, including Kenya, Uganda, DRC, and South Sudan. And importantly, it allows AtlasMar to focus our group resources and efforts on driving greater profitability and returns from our banking operations where we do have necessary scale. I'm sure there may be some questions on that, which we can come on to in the Q&A. If I could now move to the key financial highlights for 2018. The group generated net income attributable to shareholders of $39.7 million. It's down approximately 12.6% from last year's $45.4 million. On an adjusted basis, 26.4, down 28.5%. From last year's result of $37 million on an adjusted basis. Earnings per share of 23 cents compares with 26 cents for 2017 on a pro forma basis, pro forma for the equity raise in the back half of 2017. Return on equity improved from 5.6 to 6.3%. NPL ratios also improved to 11.1 from 11.8 on a group-wide basis. Book value per share down to $3.83, tangible book value down to $3, both of which primarily as a result of negative capital impacts from two primary events. One, impact of currency primarily in Zimbabwe, where a devaluation in February of 2019 formalized an impact to our results retroactively to December 2018. And the result of IFRS adoption across all of our countries, including IFRS. If we look underneath the numbers to the actual results, we had mixed operating performance across the banking group. Strong performance in Nigeria for UBN, which we'll unpack a little bit further in a moment, and Zimbabwe, where on a local basis, the team continued to perform very well, delivering double-digit ROEs and strong metrics. That result, unfortunately, was undermined by the macro condition upon consolidation. We had inline performance of 2017 in Botswana, Mozambique, and Rwanda, and underperformance in Tanzania and Zambia, where market-related conditions and other factors impacted performance. Across the group, we saw improved credit quality. As I mentioned, NPLs are down to 11.1, lower credit impairments driven by asset recoveries and better system utilization, better monitoring. We've seen continued growth across all channels in digital on a month-to-month basis. While it is a small portion of our income today, the importance of it continues to increase, and our focus continues to remain on migrating channels from brick-and-mortar to all digital channels. We've seen progress in execution on the Nigerian strategy. The ownership, AtlasMar's direct and indirect ownership of UBN now stands at 49.7%, as compared with 44.5% in December 2017, and UBN continues to enhance shareholder value with improvement in profit, returns on equity, and NPLs. We've seen a good performance across markets and treasury. This business has provided enhanced performance for the group, roughly increasing by $20 million, the total revenue business over the past 2 years from $30 million at the time of AtlasMar's acquisition of the Bank ABC franchise. We believe there's significant opportunity there across the countries in Africa. I'd like to spend just a couple minutes on UBN as our largest and most significant investment. UBN released their results to the market a couple weeks ago. Key highlights included the group profit up by 39% on a year-on-year basis. The bank's return on tangible equity increased from 5.9 to 11.3 and saw NPLs down at the bank from over 20% in 2017 to 8.1 in 2018. We've seen very positive results across most metrics at the bank. While there was some compression, some NIM compression in the year, and while cost to income was not what we wanted to be, we saw positive increases in NPLs, as mentioned, return on assets, return on tangible equity, both up significantly, NPL coverage ratio up as well, and capital adequacy ratio maintained. Importantly, we've seen a significant increase in the digital footprint. active mobile users up over 30%, ATMs up 16%, active online users up 77%, and active point-of-sale terminals up 13%. We're very encouraged by the results we've seen so far at UBN. 2019 will continue to focus on cost discipline, positioning UBN for dividends as we go forward into the future, and Atlas Mara will continue to execute on a strategy to drive towards majority control. Turning to 2019 beyond UBN, our focus for this year will be narrow. We are going to focus on concluding the negotiations and obtaining necessary regulatory approvals to close out the strategic transaction with Equity Group. We will continue to focus on the UBN strategy to get to majority and to drive the long-term strategy for value creation there. We are intensifying our efforts to drive greater profitability and return to shareholders from the banking operations, where for across much of Bank ABC, the results were not acceptable in 2018. In light of the transaction with Equity Group, we will be focusing on streamlining the platform of Atlas Mara to align with a more simplified group structure. Over the course of the year, the board will continue its strategic review process, but we do expect it to end by the end of this year as these transactions wind down and we focus on the effort to streamline the platform. We'll now open it up to questions from the lines. I want to thank you for your time, and we'll turn it back over, operator, to you for any questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do wish to ask a question, then please press 01 on your telephone keypad. If you wish to withdraw your question, you may do so by pressing 02 to cancel. And once again, that is 01 if you do wish to ask a question. And there will be a brief pause while questions are being registered. And our first question comes to the line of Ronak Kardia from EFG Hermes. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Thank you, gentlemen, for the presentation today and taking my questions. My first question is on your CAR ratio for UBN. I see the CAR ratio is still about 16.5%. Does that include a three-year moratorium from CBN on IFRS 9 implementation, or is that the fully loaded CAR ratio?
It does include it.
Sorry, go on.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does include it.
Okay, so what would the fully loaded IFRS 9 CAR ratio be?
We'll have to come back to you on that.
Okay. And then what would the NPL ratio, what would be the NPL ratio of the group post the spin-off with of the four subsidiaries to Equity Bank?
Okay, we're working on those calculations as we speak, so we will come back to you on that when we provide further information on the accounting and financial impact of the transactions.
Okay, sorry, I'm guessing the next question will probably have the same answer, but I was just wondering, you know, your shared service costs, how do you attribute the costs to the various subsidiaries, and how much of that will be left behind once the subsidiaries are spun off?
Okay, so we did mention that one of the key strategic priorities for 2019 is to focus on streamlining the platform to align to the simpler structure that we will have post-transaction. I would note that over the course of this year, while the transactions are in the pendency of regulatory review, we will continue to provide the same support that we have been doing historically. I would also note that as part of the transaction, there is some possibility that we will provide transitional services to Equity Group in the months immediately following the consummation of the transaction. Having said that, it is our intention to streamline the operating cost structure of the group to reflect the more simplified group structure overall, and we do expect those costs to come down over time.
Okay, and one final one. Could you also talk about some of the valuation multiples that were considered when the transaction was being considered and how that compares to peers?
Sure. So I think this transaction, while it does represent a discount to gross book value, we believe it represents a premium about 1.1 times tangible book, which we think is an attractive valuation in light of the performance of these assets and these businesses in the market, and that it would compare very favorably based on any kind of regression or other analysis.
Okay. Was that the only valuation multiple that was considered?
It was not the only valuation multiple that was considered. There were others. That's the only one I'll mention today.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. And just as a reminder, if you do wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. As there seem to be no further questions at this point, I will hand the word back to the speakers for any closing comments.
Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, for your time and attention today. I will ask Omar Khan, the incoming CFO, to briefly introduce himself and make a quick comment.
Thank you, Michael, for giving me the opportunity. It's great to be part of the Atlas Mara group, and we'll have more communications, hopefully, with the half-yearly results. Joined 1.5 months back, working closely with Kenroy on the financials and getting up to speed on the operations in the different countries. Thank you.
Thank you, Omar, and thanks to everyone on the call for your time and attention. If there are follow-up questions, please do reach out to Kenroy, Omar, and others who make themselves available as well for further questions. Thanks to everyone, and good day.
This now concludes our conference call. Thank you all for attending. You may now disconnect your lines.